This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is already facing an impeachment probe over his request for Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden, and on Thursday, he asked another country to do the same. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
He's publicly acknowledging telling Ukraine's leader to look into the former vice president and 2020 opponent.
It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Biden.
And then, unprompted, added another nation to the list, China. The president's been trying to raise suspicions about Hunter Biden's business dealings there, but says he has not yet directly asked President Xi Jinping to investigate.
Certainly something we can start thinking about.
There's no evidence of any Biden wrongdoing in China, and Biden's campaign chair says this shows the president's acting out because he's scared of Biden beating him. Yesterday on KOLO-TV, Biden dismissed the president's attacks.
I'm not going anywhere.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the former special U.S. envoy to Ukraine told lawmakers Thursday he wasn't personally involved in President Donald Trump's effort to have that country's leaders investigate Joe Biden's family. The Associated Press says that Kurt Volker warned Ukrainians to steer clear of American politics. Volker, who has become a central figure in the House's impeachment inquiry, spent hours behind closed doors as lawmakers and staff pored through dozens of pages of text messages, photos, and other correspondence during the interview. House investigators want to understand what role, if any, Volker and others played in or have information about on Trump's efforts to press Ukraine's president for damaging information about former Vice President Joe Biden, who is now a top contender and Trump rival. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. An administrator armed with a knife attacked officers inside the Paris police headquarters, killing four people before he was fatally shot Thursday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has details.
According to reports, the attack appeared to have started in an office and continued elsewhere in the large police compound across the street from Notre Dame Cathedral. Authorities say the motive is unknown, but that the 20-year police employee allegedly responsible for the attack worked in the intelligence unit and had not posed any previous known problems. Emery Siamandi, who works at the police headquarters, said he was in the stairwell leading to the chief's office when he heard gunshots. Moments later, I saw three police women crying. I couldn't help them in any way, and their colleagues were crying too. So I figured it must be serious, Siamandi said. I'm Karen Chamas.
Britain's latest proposals on Brexit have been met with cautious skepticism in the EU. Officials are doubtful that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan could yield an agreement by the end of October. But as Joe Davies of Reuters reports, they're not dismissing the proposals out of hand.
Johnson unveiled his proposals on Wednesday, which would include creating an all-Ireland regulatory zone, covering the whole island of Ireland, whilst also keeping Northern Ireland part of the UK customs territory, not the EU customs union. If you're not sure how that would work, you're not alone. Irish Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is also confused.
I don't fully understand how we could have Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland in separate customs unions and somehow avoid there being tariffs, checks and customs posts on trade between North and South.
Ensuring that there is no physical infrastructure or border checks is seen as a key part of any deal. That's to avoid endangering the Good Friday Agreement that ended three decades of conflict in Northern Ireland.
Joe Davies of Reuters. A U.S. government watchdog agency wants to know more about how vaping devices are marketed after several people died and others were injured using electronic cigarettes. AP's Jennifer King reports.
The Federal Trade Commission is ordering Juul and five other vaping companies to hand over information about how they market e-cigarettes. It's part of a nationwide crackdown on e-cigarettes as politicians and health officials try to reverse an explosion of underage vaping. The FTC says it wants to better understand vaping sales and promotional practices, including e-cigarette giveaways, online influencer programs, and marketing on college campuses. Facing multiple investigations, last week Juul announced some concessions, including replacing its CEO, halting all advertising, and pledging not to lobby against a planned federal ban on vaping flavors. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, markets crawled back from Wednesday's losses with all three major indices posting gains. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.